Everyone seems to be up in arms about the new Shepparton Super School, which has been in the works for a while now. And recently, the Nationals Party have commissioned Robocops would be cool. Survey to get the thoughts of the community. And it's been led by Steph Ryan, member for Euroa. She joins us now. Morning, Steph.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Sorry for calling your plan a Robocop scheme.
Would that be cooler?
Yes. I mean, I like the robocalls as well. But Robocops, yeah, get them out patrolling the streets and asking people their thoughts.
We prefer to call them automated polls. But I can understand why you'd call them a Robocall, because that voice was pretty bad, wasn't it?
I know. Just ask your friends Josiah and Ellie to do the voice for you. Imagine if it was me.
Yeah, well, look, if you guys are volunteering,
next time
I'm sure we'll get a much better pickup rate if they hear you guys are on the other end of the line.
Or the opposite, Steph. Now, you did send this out to a lot of people that are listening would have got that call asking on your thoughts on the Shep Super School, and obviously it's divided people. I wouldn't say down the middle, because your results came out very overwhelming in one way. Isn't that right, Steph?
Yeah, they were. So more than 60% of people who responded said that they weren't in favour of the project, and about 18% said they were. So there's about 20% who haven't made up their mind. Mm-hmm. But lots and lots of people are very concerned about the lack of consultations that they feel has happened. And I actually, that kind of fed back to me after the poll, to be honest, because I had a number of people contact me who were really disappointed that they missed the call, asking how they could be involved. Now, we couldn't do that because it would statistically ruin the sample, but it's the first time I think we've ever run a survey like this and then actually had people call us and say, how can we participate? And I think that kind of shows that the government's consultation process around this project has been pretty bad. So, the results were very overwhelming.
It doesn't seem like the government are listening, though, because James Molino was in town yesterday to unveil the plans for the super school as well as name options. They're not listening to anyone. They're just going full steam ahead and wanting to get this on with. Why are they not listening, Steph?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I don't doubt that when people came up with this plan, they had good intentions, but the community, I just think the community is really worried about it, and the government hasn't been able to answer some of the really big questions. Like, for example, what happens if your kid is getting bullied at school? You know, where do they go if there's only one school in town? And where is actually the evidence that a massive school like this, which will be the largest in the state, will actually deliver better outcomes? So there's some of the really big concerns for people. But then, you know, there's also this, the next few years around transition arrangements where I'm really worried about those kids in school for the next 3 to 5 years. What's going to happen to them when they're being split up? You know, some parents are going to have kids at 3 different campuses, going to be trying to drop their kids off all over town. And I just think there's some of the questions the government just is kind of pushing to the side and ignoring. And then the big thing for me is that there's no real timeline and no funding on the table to construct the school. And so I just don't think they should be pressing ahead with the merger until there's a concrete commitment to funding.
Is it likely that they will halt the whole project after your findings, do you think?
Well, the minister didn't seem too keen yesterday and certainly kind of dismissed that opposition. And that was one of the reasons why I really wanted to do this survey, because I think there's been a bit of an effort from the government to kind of pitch the people who are opposed to it as a minority. And I think what this poll showed is that they're not the minority, they're actually the majority. And I really do think the government should, you know, maybe take a step back, and they need to build a solution hand in hand with the community instead of just forcing something on the community that the community doesn't necessarily want.
Yeah, well, you take one look at the Stop Shepparton Super School Facebook page, my goodness, the people on that are very vocal and very anti-super school.
Yeah, they are, totally. And they're parents. They're just parents and community members who are really worried about the plan. They're not political people. They're not trying to make any kind of point other than to raise, you know, some of those key concerns around it. And I think it's really disappointing that the minister was in town yesterday, and I know that some of the people from that group asked to meet with him, and he wouldn't meet with them, you know. And I kind of think, well, if you don't have anything to hide, and if you're really fully convinced and you think you can answer the questions, why not meet with them and allay some of those concerns? But they're not doing that. They're just kind of bunkering down and pushing ahead. And I think that is a bit of a concern. Yeah, a big concern.
It's a bit of a us versus you mentality, and we're more powerful than you, so we'll do what you want, which makes no sense, and that's why people like yourself, Steph, who are a people's people, get voted in every time, because people like people like you, whereas people they don't listen to, watch the next election. Watch this seat.
You said the word people a lot.
I like the word people, Steph. Hey, Steph, can I just get your thoughts on this idea? This is a model that I think they need to come to some sort of happy medium in between. I've said this before. There's a model in Bendigo that worked, and it happened a lot in Sydney as well, where what they did is they left 7 to 10 as it is, as in your own schools. But then when it comes to 10, 11 and 12, just 11 and 12, the selective subjects, then they group those ones together. And it's worked really well there. And I feel like that's a happy kind of medium, but they're not even listening to any ideas at all. It's just us, our idea versus yours. That's it.
Yeah, and those options should be something that is considered. And I think when you look at the consultation that they did, they basically gave the community three options, which was no change at all, we'll do some really, really minor works on your school, but it won't really deliver any outcomes, or option three, have a big, shiny new school. Mm. And so under those circumstances, of course people are going to say, oh, well, maybe option three.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the community wants, because they're not being given, they weren't given the full range of options. No one said, okay, well, how about we sit down and make a really serious investment in those existing campuses, or, you know, there's a whole range of things. How about we really heavily invest in early childhood education and in, in senior subject choices and that kind of thing, or heavily in teaching. Those things weren't really part of the conversation. It was just like, oh, well, you can have nothing or you can have this. That was basically the options that was put forward to the community. So I kind of feel like they knew what they wanted to achieve all the way through, and they've basically railroaded the community to that point.
Mm.
And it does feel like a bit of a David versus Goliath battle, because they just don't seem to be listening.
It's kind of like Brexit, you know, they committed to it and then now they're trying to figure out how to work it. And I was like, oh God, no one's happy with any
Seriously.
Of the outcomes. Yeah, very similar.
Hey, it does feel like that, actually. You're right.
The only positive out of this whole thing, and all the parents being in the cars for a lot longer, more time listening to Josiah and Ellie, Steph.
You're so right. Let's increase that commute time, hey?
There's always a silver lining.
Exactly. All right. Well, Steph Ryan, member for Euroa, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
You too.